Back here on the Mighty 690 at 740. It is the second Tuesday of the month, and so that means we do have a Coffeyville City Commission meeting tonight. And joining us, we have Interim Coffeyville City Manager Tim Wilson. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. Good to be here.
Hey, absolutely. Good to have you. So I know first kind of real winter weather of the year descending into our area. And I mean, we dodged a bullet as far as western Kansas with the blizzard conditions, so we're thankful that we don't have any of that. But it is a little bit icy out there.
Yes, it is.
So we do have the meeting coming up here this evening, and before we get into the agenda, I just wanted to that happens all the time. I'll help you out with that. Just wanted to ask you, how's the first few days here in this new position going for you?
Well, we got a lot going on, and it's been good. A lot of fun, learning a lot, and getting to meet a lot of people, and interact with some of the great workers of Coffeyville and some of the business leaders. So it's been a real good fast 2 weeks.
Well, that's good. You know, it's good to hear. I know that there's definitely a lot to learn when you come into any new job, and especially one as big as this. So taking a look here at our agenda that's coming up, what do you want to highlight here that is going to be this evening?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So what do you want to start with here?
Well, I want to talk about, number one, I want to remind the public that any citizen can come before the commission and be recognized and make comments for up to 3 minutes on any particular issue they would like to discuss. So I want to remind the public of that. We would be more than welcome to have anybody attend. You know, in old business, we are bringing up again the selling water to the city of Caney, and city of Caney's in kind of a tough spot, and we're in a great position to help out, so that should be finalized today. As far as commission business, we are going to I want to thank the outgoing commissioners Pat Jones, Jason Swindell, and Bob York. They've done a fantastic job for the city. And as well, we're going to swear in new commissioners Don Edwards, Jim Faulkner, and Alec Hendricks. That we'll also be selecting a mayor tonight that will serve until January 14th of 2025, and a vice mayor for the same time period. In new business, we're going to discuss and take action to appoint someone to the Planning Commission. We've got open positions for the Planning and Zoning Board, or Planning and Zoning Commission, so we'll be appointing someone or discussing appointing someone to that commission. We have a resolution for a purchase order to B&L Construction. There's a pretty significant project that will take place on South Buckeye. That it's a grant that was approved by the county, and so Montgomery County is going to work to improve that road and make it more safe. That will require the moving of significant number of utility poles, and we've contracted with B&L Construction, so that resolution will be brought up today to be finalized. We're also going to, I'm going to bring forward an employee residency change in the current ordinance. Today, the ordinance is a semicircle that encompasses 45 miles and stops at the state line. We're going to propose to broaden that to 50 miles and make it a complete circle, which would encompass many of the counties in Oklahoma. And, you know, the goal is just to hire the most talented people for the city of Coffeyville, and regardless of, as long as they work within 50 miles. We think over time that, you know, as their leases come due or they decide to move, they will move into the city of Coffeyville. But, you know, the goal being get the best talent available for the city, and that opens up an additional 307,000 population. So that's we think that will have good results. That's pretty much it on all the new business, and we'll do a city manager's report after that, and pretty full agenda, but should go pretty quick.
Okay, well, it does sound like a lot of important items to be discussed, and especially, yeah, that residency item, I think, is definitely, you know, the fact, especially, that we live so close to a state line here, and, you know,
right,
just kind of arbitrarily, if you will, cutting it off, because, I mean, there's plenty of people who, you know, might work in Coffeyville and live in South Coffeyville, and, I mean, there's some neighborhoods in Coffeyville that are further away.
Absolutely.
Than that,
yeah, so. No doubt. I think it makes a lot of sense, and we'll track it and see what the results are, but it really opens up significant more population from a talent pool that it's very competitive out there right now in a number of positions for city employees, and this I think will open up the talent pool significantly.
Sure. Yep. Definitely a lot of great opportunities are open here in Coffeyville for some leadership in the city.
Yes.
So, all right, sir. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us when you have the floor this morning?
No, I think, things are going well. We got a lot to do, but making progress.
Okay, excellent. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to stop on by, and I think we'll hope the weather finally clears out. We can have a little sun here this afternoon. I think that's the plan. So
that'd be great. I want to remind everybody, drive careful. It is a little bit slick out there, so.
For sure. Even just walking around, you want to make sure you're not slip sliding around, because it is definitely possible here this morning. So, all righty, Mr. Tim Wilson, appreciate you stopping by here this morning.
All right, James, thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much, sir. That is our interim city manager here on the Mighty 690, and we'll have more coming up here on KGGF.